Stephan's Good Day program.
So,
such a good day to be with you. Will Smith and his son, Jaden Smith. Conversation about that coming up just a little bit. So we have some other stories. This is a good day for conversation. Always a good day for conversation. How many people are in an office pool for the next Powerball drawing?
Ken and I are.
Really?
Yeah, we are.
I don't know why we haven't included the rest of you, but, you know.
Thanks a lot. Nice. Share it.
You can join us, for sure.
Really? Yeah,
the rule is everybody buys 5 tickets,
yeah.
$10 investment,
yeah.
And then if we win, we share.
I think that we have, about 500 million in this thing now?
Yeah.
In the kitty?
Totally.
That'll grow. Yeah. The drawing's tomorrow night, Saturday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. So here's the... let's see, we had a poll yesterday asking whether or not you had an office pool. And 47% of you said, no, I buy the tickets myself. 20% of you said, I don't play any of the lotteries. 19% said, yeah, I'd be happy with a piece of that jackpot. 14% of you who responded to DougStephan.com to the question, are you in an office pool for the Powerball drawing, said, not yet, but I will be in one before Saturday. And now today's poll, and for the weekend, what is the first thing you would do if you win Saturday's Powerball? I would have said, what's the first thing you do when you win the
Powerball? I'd pay off all my bills.
Well, that's A. Pay off your bills. B.
Yeah.
Split it with my family and friends. C. Quit my job. D. Take a trip. E. Go on a shopping spree.
F. Rename this show the Jennifer Horne and Rich McFadden Show.
Really? Aw, thanks, Rich.
Yeah, no, buy me out, is that it?
Yeah, with special guest Ken Kessler.
Yes.
And Doug Stephan.
Really?
Yeah.
At least I get to be on the...
Oh, no, absolutely. You would stay.
Really?
100% you
would. He'd be our web producer.
That's true. <really. laughs> I'd have you do the weather.
The weather. Thanks very much.
Hey, Doug, could you put this picture up at DougStephan.com?
Very nice.
How do you fish snap again?
Uh-huh. All right, so in suspect news, the second suspect arrested yesterday in the New Orleans parade shooting, 20 people, remember, were shot up last weekend.
Yeah.
Sean Scott is in custody. The brother of Akin Scott, is that how you pronounce it? A-K-E-I-N. He was arrested on Wednesday night. The two of them faced 20 counts of attempted second-degree murder. Police believe they were involved in a neighborhood gang and engaged in a criminal lifestyle. 4 additional suspects arrested for helping these people elude capture. These people both have to be insane. Because by definition, you wouldn't do this. No injuries, life-threatening. But what are you trying to do? What is the matter
when
with you?
When you start firing away at a Mother's Day parade.
What is the matter?
Mm-hmm. Throw away the key.
Yep. All right, so now, speaking of that, this younger brother in the Boston bombing has reportedly talked about writing a note inside the boat. Note inside the boat.
I think he sat there lying there bleeding, wondering whether he's going to be captured. Going,
I wonder if he wrote it in blood.
Write a note inside the boat.
What he says in the note is that the bombings were retribution for U.S. military action in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Because Muslims are brothers, and you attack one, you attack them all.
Called the Boston victims collateral damage. He wrote, when you attack one Muslim, you attack all Muslims. Mm-hmm. He also wrote that he didn't mourn his older brother.
He was going to see him soon.
Yeah.
Because
he
drove over him.
Yeah.
Right.
And drug his body for a block.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What this does.
I saw a bumper sticker the other day that said you should never die a virgin because terrorists are in heaven waiting for you.
Yeah. the essence of how this all gets turned around, twisted around, some of the people who do the Right of Center Talk radio programs, this is just complete fodder for them. This just goes to show what they will tell you, that all Muslims are the same, they're all bloodthirsty curs, and they need to be dealt with accordingly.
Well, they're right. All Muslims that let off bombs at marathons and hide out while bleeding from gunshot wounds under a boat, they're all the same. All those ones are.
I would say that was a dangerous statement to make. That is not
that
the,
all. That all Muslims
well,
that
the,
bomb people.
People aren't going to hear that all Muslims who do this sort of thing. People are going to hear all
right.
Muslims. And so, as you caution me from time to time about saying things that may be misconstrued, because we all know, unfortunately, people don't listen to every word
okay,
we say.
Let me put it this way: all people that bomb people at innocent events, they're all
right.
the same.
So they shouldn't. It doesn't make a difference whether they're Muslims or Christians or Jews
extremists.
Or any right. extremist deserves no consideration. But what will happen here is the news media and some of the talk media will twist this statement around from him and suggest, I don't know every Muslim in the world. There are 1.3 or 4 billion of them. So I can't tell you that all of them would agree with this statement. My guess is that there are as many people who disagree with some of the tenets of the Muslim religion as there are people who disagree with the tenets of the Catholic religion. So to suggest that, and certainly I'm no apologist for Muslims who have done what has been done and continues to be done, and what we seem to fail to understand here is what happens when they pull off something like this, because they know that we will continue to go down this road of phony surveillance and protection, the protection theater that goes on at the airport and how you get slowed down and what the taxpayers are paying for the TSA. These guys win. You can disagree. Oh, no, they didn't. We still have America.
They won 10 years ago.
They
yeah.
win.
12 years ago.
They, every time this happens, they win.
Only if you let them, though.
Well, but we have let them.
To a certain extent.
It's a personal choice to let them win, I think.
Yeah. To an extent, yes. I mean, at some point when we're walking down the street and we're being videotaped by 15 cameras that are on that street,
yep.
there's nothing we can do to control that. So,
nope, not anymore.
But, yeah, if you decide not to go to a marathon because you are afraid, they won.
Mm-hmm.
If you get held up at an airport because of security, they won.
Yep, that's my point. So anyway, food for thought. Thoughts at 888-302-3684. You can email along. Kenny, what's happening in our Twitter and Facebook page department? What are we doing? Social media, various questions and various thoughts from people. More and more people want to be heard, and they can't get to the phone. So what are they saying?
The most recent is a conversation about the story we talked about a little while ago, excuse me, about rich families, primarily in the Manhattan
Disney
area, but not
yeah.
limited to that, who are getting handicapped guides and paying them so they can be in the front lines at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew says, why is this a problem?
It is capitalism at its best, that's for sure.
Sterling says, I fail to see the phony outrage. What's the difference for someone who does not have a legitimate handicap exploiting parking spaces, then walking miles through shopping centers, lazy scooters at grocery stores exploited by people that don't need them, etc., etc.?
There are a lot of scams, handicap scams, and the one you just mentioned is the biggest one, where people get these phony ID cards, handicap. What's the matter? What handicap do you have? Well, I lost my fingernail on my third index finger or something. So you get a handicap sticker, and you put it in your car, and you can park in privileged places. And, yeah, that's a scam. Mm-hmm. It is. It's a scam. And there are a lot of people doing that.
And Deborah says, yes, this is a scam. Paying someone to pose as a family member in order to benefit from the park's policy for the disabled is dishonest and scamming Disney. It also teaches the children that rules do not matter mm-hmm. and money can buy you your way out of situations.
Right. That would be my attitude toward this.
Imagine the kids of that rich family from New York that hires the disabled
kids. It teaches them bad things.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
right.
So they're in school the next week, and they're like, yeah, we went to Disney. We hired this kid with multiple sclerosis to be our guide so we can get into the rides. What kind of a dirtbag do you come off looking like?
A dirty mm-hmm. dirtbag. Yep. All right, so thank you, Kenny, for that update. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. Let me help you understand what's going on in your body, inside the workings of your body. You have taken perhaps a lot of natural remedies. I have, certainly, over the years for cholesterol. And this product that I've been talking about for a year and a half, the folks who put together brought over Cardiol from Italy. I'm so happy that they did. You'll be happy, too. I get a lot of calls from listeners, a lot of email telling the folks at Cardiol how well Cardiol has worked for them. And because my own cholesterol dropped about 40 points by taking one capsule of Cardiol a day for a month, you can see these sorts of results yourself. Typically, customers report seeing a 15% or more decrease in the cholesterol by taking one Cardiol a day. So if you want to do what I have done, and lots of other people, more importantly, have done successfully, Cardiol will work for you. We want to let you know you can get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol, pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can also get with it two cholesterol home tests. So you'll know at the beginning of the month and the end of the month where your triglycerides and where your cholesterol level is. You call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Go online to cardiol.net/Doug, and you can get the home test kits and a month of Cardiol for $44.95. That's a good deal. Cardiol.net/Doug, or call 888-809-6424 for the way for you to protect yourself from having heart disease by using Cardiol.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
Some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
All right, so I'm finding, Kenny, with you, that people are reacting to the Disney thing with email to me anyway, Doug@DougStephan.com. How is this different from, and they come up with a number of the scenarios where people use privilege to get ahead. And, okay, so... Do we just say, okay, we don't mind? Do we care? Are there more important things in the world to worry about?
We care.
I suppose there are, probably. Including who won American Idol. That's pretty important stuff, right?
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bill bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You'll hear that sounder, so you have to wait until next January. Isn't it amazing? It seems honestly, really, and truly
like we just started
this, and it was the second week of January when American Idol got started. It just is amazing how the time flies. So the winner last night, in case you haven't heard, was Candace Glover. We'll go through some of the music. There were a lot of performers on last night because they didn't have much other substance because, you know, down to two people. So
right.
Keith Urban, one of the judges, sang his new song, A Little Bit of Everything.
I need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song. Get my groove on. Pour something strong down in my drink.
This is a good, this is an appealing song for me. It's not necessarily a country pop band, but it's a pop song that actually has, if you'll pardon the pun, a little bit of everything in it. What's kind of not to like about it? It's not overdone. He's not reaching. He's being Keith Urban. And the song has appeal. At least for me, as a pop guy, I like pop music. So anyway, that's how Keith got into his deal last night. Then Jennifer Hudson appeared to sing with Candace Glover. They performed Inseparable. So, will somebody help me with this? The television show Smash?
Yeah.
Is that Jennifer Hudson?
She's on it now. It didn't start out that way. She joined the cast late, but it's been canceled.
But I know it has, but I just wondered whether she was the performer.
I'll tell you what. Jennifer Hudson was number three in season, I don't know, seven.
Yeah, look at what she's done with herself.
What a
so
career.
Successful.
Yeah. What
yeah.
a
right.
career
she's got
had.
An Oscar, Grammys. I mean, come on.
All right, speaking of that, runner-up Adam Lambert performed with Angie Miller a song called Titanium last night on American Idol to fill some of the time. Wasn't Adam Lambert that wild-looking kid?
Yeah.
Adam?
Yes, with the crazy voice.
Right.
Freddie Mercury-esque voice.
Right. Yeah. Nothing. All right, so here she performs Angie with her personal idol, Jesse J. They sing Domino. I was hoping it would be the big Van Morrison song, Domino.
No.
Not quite.
No.
Let's see
the way
here.
They sound them by the tongue.
No. Aretha Franklin showed up last night, Richie.
Ooh, yeah.
She and the top five girls sing a medley of her songs. This ought to be good. Crank this up, Richie. See, what else do we have that we can highlight here? Cree Harrison with Keith Urban, where the blacktop ends. Randy's playing bass. Keith's on the guitar. We ought to probably hear from the winner, though, right, as we go out. Candice Glover, again, the winner of season 12, 12 years of this, imagine that. Her coronation song is I Am Beautiful, Richie. So she has a good chance of doing well, but so do three or four others who are on the show.
Yeah, the top three will do
well. All the girls were really good.
American Idol here on Good Day.
Movies for Grownups comes to Turner Classic Movies. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Arthur Parker, do you have anything to say?
Yes, sir. Every time it rains, it rains. Pennies from heaven.
Steve Martin comes to a bad end in the darkly fascinating Little Scene 1982 musical, Pennies from Heaven. I consider it a lost classic, and that's why it was one of the first movies I selected when I was asked to co-host an evening of movies for grown-ups on Turner Classic Movies on May 15th. TCM's Robert Osborne and I will introduce four movies that night, each one a uniquely grown-up film. First up will be the 1956 science fiction classic, Forbidden Planet, starring Leslie Nielsen and Walter Pidgeon.
Sir, we're being radar scanned.
Dr. Morbius, my orders are to survey the situation on Altair 4.
Commander, if you step down on this planet, I warn you that I cannot be answerable for the safety of your ship or your crew.
Forbidden Planet is based on Shakespeare's The Tempest, and it was the movie that rescued science fiction from the kiddie matinee.
I kept thinking while I was dreaming that all this meant something.
We'll find out. I'm glad you didn't dream of me as an egg beater. As one of my patients did.
Why, what would that mean?
Never mind.
Gregory Peck and Ingrid Bergman try to decipher the meaning of a mysterious dream in Alfred Hitchcock's ambitious psychological drama, Spellbound. The second film will show on TCM on May 15th. Nazis murder a distraught wife and mother right on the street in Rome, open city, our third film of the night. Director Roberto Rossellini started filming almost as soon as the retreating German tanks rolled out of town. In every way, Rome, open city is a classic example of risk-taking cinema. I hope you'll join me May 15th for the evening of Movies for Grown-Ups with Robert Osborne on Turner Classic Movies. I'm Bill Newcott.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Remember how we used to have Edgar come in and do the cow and calf report?
Yeah.
And because Edgar has lost his way here and found a way to some place probably a lot better than being here.
He's milking cows in the sky.
He's milking cows in the sky or doing other things.
Could you imagine if cows really were in the sky? I would never look up. Let's just say that.
There's a visualization. Cows flying. Well, you know, we have the image of the cow flying over the, or jumping over the moon, right?
Yes.
And so, why wouldn't you imagine that a cow, if only cows could fly, there's a dot, dot, dot there. If only cows could fly, you fill in the rest of the sentence for a swell prize at 888-302-3684. All right, so the point I was trying to make is, you've heard me speak many times on the air about young Jose, who has done an extraordinarily
can he see, by the way?
Great job. Can Jose say, can Jose see?
Jose, can you see?
So, Jose is here with me. He didn't know he was going to get into this, but he's actually quite good on his feet. He is very popular with the young ladies. We have more volunteers on the farm now than we've ever had before. Mostly is because I think they're not so interested in cows, but they're interested in Jose. So, Jose is someone who... here, put the headset on for a minute. I'm going to make a star out of you. Put the headset on. Are you? And I'm going to turn your microphone
on.
Can
I make a star out of you yet?
All right, so you'll be able... You've heard me talk about all these people, but you've never met them before. This is
what does he say,
that
Jose?
That voice is Jennifer. Say
what does he say about us?
Hi, Jennifer.
That's Jennifer.
Hello.
And Richie, say hi to Jose.
I'm sure he has good things to say
there's
about
Richie.
Me, Jose.
And there's Ken Kessler. Can he say hi to Jose?
Hi, Jose.
He's got this look in his eyes of being a bit... Yeah, he's a little afraid.
Don't worry, it's easy.
It's okay.
I get that a lot.
Because I only wanted Jose to sort of give us an update on the number of calves we've had so far this year. Jose's in charge of all of that. And the things that go on here, we call this the home farm.
I want to know who names the cows now, Jose.
All right. Basically, the boys, we have a bigger flexibility. I mean, it doesn't... It's really whatever you want to name, and whatever name we like, we go and we name the boys. The girls, however, we have a structure set up. They got to have a name related to the mom or somewhat that It always goes back to the name of the mom.
So, Jose, so let's play this game a little bit.
So you carry on Edgar's philosophy of naming the girl cows. Yes, good.
Because Rich and Ken and I are pretty good at these word games. So give us a female cow name, and let's see if we can come up with a related name for you.
All right.
What is one of the cows that was that just calved a newborn calf?
All right. Let's see. So you have... Juanita. If you have Juanita as the name of the mom, what would you name the...
Oh, Juanita the mom.
The calf.
Juanita. The calf. And it's a girl's name.
And it's a girl's name. Yeah. So you could go with the Juana.
Wanda.
Wanda.
My mother's name was Wanda. I don't think we've ever had a cow named Wanda.
I feel like we have a psychic on the air. Is there a Wanda in your life? Do you know Wanda?
Where's Christiane McMahon when we need her?
I always like that. Who's Bob? Do you know a Bob? Well, you will know a Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Juanita. Gosh, that's a tough one. All right,
that is a tough one.
Juanita.
You've stumped us.
Juana, do you wanna? Okay.
Juana.
You can go Nita. You can go...
Nita would be good. Nita.
Yeah, Juanita.
Nita. She just got it. Nita.
Good job.
Did you already name Juanita's calf?
No, not yet.
Not
really? Okay. When did she have the calf?
I think a couple days ago. What? But we got to verify with Georgette and Nancy to make sure.
Right.
So
yeah,
Nita is a good one.
Georgette is Edgar's wife, and she's still kind of in charge. And Nancy is someone who's been here for 33, 34 years. Nancy's been in some way, shape, or form. She's been here since the early 70s, a part of what goes on here on the farm. No, I'm sorry, the early 80s. But that's 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a wonderful...
You know, Nita is a good name to start with, because then you could have a whole train of Nita winning lottery ticket. Nita hot boyfriend. Nita new pair of shoes. That's so easy. That's perfect.
All right, let's just follow this one more step, and then I'll let you go back to whatever it is that you were doing. In terms of how things are done, you have learned, you came here as a kid, basically. You were a teenager.
Yes.
Right? How old you were when you first came here? 19?
I was 19,
19.
Yes.
All right. So what have you learned about life? And what have you learned about this?
Has Doug inspired you?
No, this is not about Doug. Because Doug, I don't know that I'm the inspiration, but he's been around a lot of people. There's probably no one here, although it might be argued, depending on whether it's positive or negative, that's had more influence. I may have my influence, but Edgar certainly sort of adopted you and brought you along to the point where you now have a great deal of responsibility for a kid, and you take it seriously. And I don't mind saying that, because I think you guys have heard me say on the air and off the air what a great job he's doing. I'm not sure I tell him that as much when I'm off on a tangent, shall we say.
I might cry a little.
So sweet. But, no, I mean, I think that you have... this is the kind of thing that all young men and women ought to be exposed to. I don't mean the farm necessarily, but having a mentor. Even if you have parents that are mentors, but don't you find, Jose, that having someone to just sort of guide you, it's very hard to find your way on your own. Right, would you say? I mean, I'm not...
Yeah, I think, personally, I agree with you. I agree with you. And overall, I think at the end, I understood that everyone has a responsibility, regardless of who you are, where you come from, how you had it in life. You have a responsibility. The moment you got the gift of life, you are committed to being... Or achieving or trying to be the best that you can be, not as a girl or male or anything, but as a human being. And we do have that responsibility to everyone else, because whether we want it or not, we are going to impact somebody's life one way or another at some point in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So making the best of yourself as a human being, as a person, representing yourself to the best, to the max, to the most excellent that you can achieve. I think that's what it's all about. And I mean, Edgar, Georgette, yourself, I basically, I came here and there was a need. There was a need. I was hungry. I was hungry for something real, something that I wasn't getting at home, not because I had bad parents, for that matter, but because my
growth. Well, you love your mother.
I love my mother, my father, I love all of them. But I wasn't grown anymore. I was stuck. So, I mean, I thank God. All of a sudden, I find myself here. And I have the mentors. I have you. I have Edgar Georgette. And even though I didn't interact with you as much as I did with Edgar and Georgette, I think...
How's it working for you now?
Yeah.
Edgar, please come back.
We don't have a choice now. But
I wish we did, by God. I wish I could bring him back.
Yeah, no. I think one of the reasons why I stayed was because I remember having this conversation with you. We were on a ride, and I asked you, and I said, you know, what is the one thing that you're proud of? What have you achieved that you're the most proud of? And you said, it didn't take you seconds. You said your kids. Mm-hmm. To me, that was it. That's all I needed to hear. Because when you have somebody, and regardless how his life is or his present, whatever, you name it, and for you to say that your kids is the one thing that you're most proud of, to me, that was, I wanted to be around someone that was committed to family and that loved family that much.
We are really one. It's like the radio. There are two aspects to my life, as you know, although you don't get yourself involved in the radio side of things. Will you stop it? The essence of the family life that I have with my radio family, and then there's the farm family, and you certainly have become an important part of that, almost as if you were adopted here. And I'll tell you the one thing that you said that sort of rings true with me. You and I, although I was younger when I found it, if I hadn't had the farms to go to that I did when I was a kid, I don't know what would have happened. And you sort of say the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's crazy because I am firm and I believe that my generation, like the
kids in their 20s,
it's just we don't have options, we don't have choices. We find ourselves pretty much making nothing of ourselves because we don't have options.
Mm-hmm.
And the farm has definitely taught me, you know, the sense of the bigger picture.
Yeah.
The fact that everyone's connected. The fact that it took me and it just grabbed me. I mean, I had to do the work, but we're on the air, but I think it takes a big responsibility to go within yourself and realize that it's not just about you.
Yeah.
It's not just about yourself. It's not just about your own. And you got to put everything aside and to know that farming, like the, you know, it's one of the original ways of living, of making.
Basic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we don't see that around. And I think there's, I could tell people all the time, if I wasn't at the farm, then I don't know what I would be doing. Because this place keeps me together.
Well,
the animals.
And also, it isn't a job, it's a lifestyle. It's
right.
A creation of everything that you do, much to the chagrin of your girlfriend sometimes. But
yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, I mean, I'm really grateful. I thank God. I think I at the end I understand, and don't ever forget where you come from. Don't lie to yourself. I mean, it's this place. There's a bigger picture, and you know, and I've told you, and I believe it in my heart. We can try. We will do whatever it takes to keep this place going. But at the end, I know for a fact that the people, the characters, the walks of life that I hear, it is because there's a higher source looking out for all of us, and there is a bigger picture, a bigger purpose than what we will even understand at times.
The day-to-day handling of cow's manure.
Yeah, you know, right.
Yeah, right. That's very sweet.
Jose, you've made me just feel as shallow as a puddle.
But he's used to it.
How appropriate. Yeah.
The difference.
Exactly. Right.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. It's 15 before the hour. Thank you. Yeah. 15 before on Good Day.
It might have appeared to go unknown.
Today
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646. Or go to buygold.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Hi, we are at 11 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer is watching something going on in Minnesota.
Yes.
Where the lakes have something that will make some eager to go take a swim.
Yeah, reports are that Lindsay Lohan is actually trying to leave her place at Betty Ford to go drink some of the water in Minnesota, Dougie.
Yeah, sure.
And that's because in many Minnesota lakes, some of them very isolated, cocaine, synthetic estrogen, and antidepressants have been found in the lakes.
Is that because people throw that as rubbish and the rubbish gets into the lake.
Absolutely.
Right?
They call Minnesota the land of 10,000 lakes. So among the 50 lakes across Minnesota that were randomly selected for this, tests for 127 compounds, all but three tested positive for varying concentrations of one or more chemicals. All but three. That's pretty crazy. And these are isolated lakes. Cocaine was found in 32% of the lakes, and the insect repellent DEET was found in 76% of the waters.
Wow.
Now, what it does, you would think it would make for some happy fish, but actually when they put, I don't know, but when they put hormones into the water, especially like synthetic estrogen, it's really caused the fish population to die. It caused trout numbers to decrease. Yeah. The fathead minnow population crashed. And
they
this
have fathead
just,
minnows there, too?
Absolutely. We have a couple on the show, don't we?
Yeah, Washington. So this gives new meaning to the term fish fry.
Exactly. Those fish are fried, for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So who would have thought that? I mean, who would ever think, honestly, that this would be a component of what you would find in the water of a lake?
Cocaine was the third most was the most common chemical found. Right behind it, though, and this is weird, was Carbadox, which is an antibiotic used in swine.
Oh, my God.
It was in 28% of the lakes.
In swine is a growth hormone.
Race,
yeah.
It's a growth hormone for pinks.
Yeah.
How the hell did that get into the water?
Exactly. Isolated lakes. Who knew?
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With some friends watching an 80s band last night, Cracker, this song and this movie came up.
Yeah. I've always loved these British bands that can create this sort of sound. Simple Minds doing the movie theme from The Breakfast Club, song and movie number one during this week in 1985. Don't You Forget About Me. Hang it up with you. What else did they have for hits, though? They had a couple of
Alive and Kicking, two or three hits.
Right. They were no Duran Duran, but
they had a nice run in the 80s for sure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Don't you forget about me. All right, let's get to... we got movie music taken care of. Movie Moments has three encapsulated items in it. Chuck Curry's movie news, plus a contest. This movie was number one, by the way, during this week in 1991. Put on your thinking caps, although we've done very well this week with some, they weren't obscure movies, but Kenny has picked a few obscure cuts. Let's see if he did that with this movie. We have three of them for you to listen to. Audio clips from the movie. You identify the movie, you win a swell prize. Doug Steffen paraphernalia is what we have for you, and you get it by calling 888-302-3684 once you figure out what this movie is.
But when I want to go out, I get weird.
I don't. That's no help at all.
I have a. What year was this?
Yeah, 1991. 22 years ago. All right, next clip, Richie.
Okay.
Chuck, you got it?
No, I do not. Not yet.
Right, I had a guess, but.
All right, come on.
It's too old.
So, what you're saying is that even though you are an almost paralyzed, multiphobic personality that is in a constant state of panic,
I got it.
Your wife did not leave you. You left her because she liked Neil Diamond.
Ha ha!
I got it.
It sounds so familiar, and I can't.
I always have liked him. There's something about his, the way he, I just find him very appealing as an actor. All right, last year.
But you can't stand the other guy.
No, go ahead.
That's well, you know, and the actor that we like couldn't stand the other guy when they were filming this either.
Either, right.
Yeah, apparently the other guy's not easy to work with.
He's not a likable guy.
I'll give you a clue there.
This is the hole.
Okay, here's your last one.
You think he's gone? He's not gone. That's the whole point.
Never gone.
He's never gone.
Is this some radical new therapy?
Yeah.
But the other guy's a good actor.
888.
Yeah, definitely good actor.
Very good actor. 888, but he's very eccentric. 888-302-36, and not very likable, apparently. 888-302-3684. What's the name of that movie? And while you're thinking about that, here's something else to think about before Chucker does movie news and gives us a rundown, actually, of the movies coming out this weekend.
Get a free Samsung Rugby 3 when you switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network. Instant communication, and you can talk to up to 250 people at once. And with AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to switch today and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only, requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Chucker. What's happening in the movie news department?
Well, the new big studio attraction this weekend, Doug, will be Star Trek Into the Darkness, which actually got a jump start on the box office, which opened yesterday. The other two films I see competing heavily will be, once again, Iron Man 3 in its third weekend of release. That's almost done $1 billion worldwide.
My God.
And the Great Gatsby, although it's got split reviews, regular moviegoers seem to dig it. It's done some really solid box office so far. Now, Fast and the Furious 6, which opens next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, is getting really good advanced reviews. It should be a major player in the box.
This is a car crash. It's a two-hour car crash. That's what it is.
This one they say is bigger and more.
But what I want to see is Gina Carano.
We're
going to have a fight
with
Rodriguez. Yeah. That'll be good. We'll see that. All right,
Universal
that's it.
Actually is planning a seventh installment, and it should get underway sometime before the year's end. And Sylvester Stallone tweeting yesterday that Mickey Rourke will be back for the Expendables 3. He was in the first one, missed the second one, but does anybody really get overly excited about
it? I like
all
the Expendables.
Right. Yeah, the Expendables are interesting. Steven, listening to KTSM in El Paso. Hi, Steven.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
I'm doing just great. Thank
you. That's
great.
You'll be doing greater because you have the answer. What's the name of the movie?
Oh, it is What About Bob?
What about the actors? Did you agree with our assessment of the two leads?
I love Bill Murray.
Yeah, do you? Okay, all right. Well, and then there's Richard, where did his name just go? Dreyfuss.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.